O commanders of the heavenly host, we who are unworthy beseech you ceasingly that you would encompass us with the shelter of your prayers and cover us beneath the wings of your immaterial glory. We fall down before you, crying out, protect us all from harm, O Prince of the Power on High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I will read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 16:19-31. Čovjek neki pak bješe bogat koji se oblačeše u skrojet i u sviju i živlaše svaki dan gospodski i veselaše se. A biješe jedan siroma po imenu Lazar, koji ležeše pred njegovim vratima njovav, i želeše da se nasiti mrvama koje padahu, se trpeze bogat toga još i psi dolazahu i lizahu gnoj njegov. A kad umrije siroma, odnesoše ga anđeli u naručje Avramovo, a umrije i bogati i zakopaše ga. I u pakju, kad bješe u mukama, podiže oči svoje i ugleda izdaleka Avrama i Lazara u naručju njegovu. I povikavši reče, Oče Avrame, smiju se na me i pošli mi Lazara neka umoći u vodu vr od prsta svojega i da mi rasladi jezik, jer se mučim u ovome plamenu. A Avram reče, Sinko, opomeni se da si ti primio dobra svoja u životu svojima, i Lazar opet zla, a sad se on teši, a ti se mučiš. I preko svega toga postavljena je meču nama i vama velika propast, da oni koji bi tjeli od ovud ke vama prijeći ne mogu, niti oni otuda ke nama da prezlaze. Tada reče, molim te dakle, oče, da ga pošleš kući oca mojega, jer imam pet braća, neka im posvjedoči da ne bi i oni došli na ovo mjesto mučina. Reče mu Avram, oni imaju Mojsija i poroke, neka ni slušaju. A on reče, ne, oče Avrame, nego ako im dođe ke iz mrtvije pokajit se. A Avramo reči, ako ne slušaju Mojsije uporuka, dako i iz mrtvije ustane neće vjerovati. The present gospel is a strong lesson in charitable works. The rich man was insensitive to the sufferings of Lazarus at his doorstep. Consumed with his own interest, the rich man ignored Lazarus and his condition until it was too late. The rich man did not see the connection between his own salvation and the condition of his neighbor. He did not pay attention to the warnings of Holy Scripture, to the writings of Moses and the holy prophets. When the riches of this world would no longer do him any good, when he was faced with the eternal punishment that comes from insensitivity to the needs of others, the rich man discovered his own selfishness and short-sightedness. Each year, as Great Lent approaches, Orthodox Christians dedicate a Sunday to the Last Judgment. We hear about the importance of feeding the hungry, greeting the stranger, clothing the naked, and visiting the sick and in prison. The familiarity of Christ's teachings about charitable works should not lessen their impact upon us. Vigilance is necessary. Attentiveness is necessary throughout life. Charitable works have a place in the life of each Christian. Saint Cyril of Alexandria tells us that he who is quick to show mercy and compassion is ranked with the true worshipers. Lazarus suffered greatly in the presence of the rich man. He was at the rich man's gate and would have been content with the crumbs from the rich man's table. The suffering of Lazarus in this world was brought to an end with his death. God knew of the hardship he endured and rewarded him greatly. Carried by angels and placed in Abraham's bosom, Lazarus would experience lasting comfort. The rich man's earthly comforts were of no benefit to him upon his death. He was sent to Hades in torment. The Holy Orthodox Church brings this gospel message to us each year to reawaken our sensitivities to the needy at our doorsteps. The richness of Jesus Christ is to be shared with each person we meet. The treasures of Orthodox Christianity is to come alive in our relationships with persons we meet. The joy of the resurrection is a joy to be shared. The joy of the birth of Christ is a joy to be shared. The joy of forgiveness by Christ is a joy to be shared. The joy of eternal life is a joy to be shared. The experience of Lazarus and the rich man is impetus for self-examination and reflection. The lesson of Lazarus and the rich man is a basis for repentance and renewal of our baptismal commitment. Worldly riches and diversions can easily distract us from the importance of prayer, fasting, the study of Holy Scriptures, worship, and almsgiving. Love of Jesus Christ and love of neighbor are paramount for devout Orthodox Christians. The Blessed Theophylact, commenting on this Lazarus and the rich man, said, "If raising the dead would truly help us believe, the Lord would do this often. But there is no help so great as the close study of the Holy Scriptures." Let us immerse ourselves in the reading of the Holy Scriptures, which we have in our homes and in the church. Let us be sensitive to the Word of God as brought to us in the Holy Scriptures. Each of the services of the Holy Orthodox Church are laden with scriptural references. Opening our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to the message of the gospel will enrich, will comfort, and will guide us in the direction of the heavenly kingdom. God's love for Lazarus was manifested in the replacement of suffering with lasting comfort. Lazarus had hardship in this world, but he was not ignored or forgotten by God. In the end, Lazarus fared much better than a man who had temporary worldly riches. May the love of God which saved and comforted Lazarus touch each of us. May we be sensitive to God's word and action in our lives. Let any insensitivity to the sufferings of others be removed from our hearts and compassion abound in our daily lives. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The diocesan headquarters is located in Mars, Pennsylvania. His Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is the diocesan bishop. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. For directions or for times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbick. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.